crime a woman could be imprisoned for was demanding the right to vote. Alas, she was still evil.
Harry, look, I have made you a lovely bowl of sausages.
Ooh, deliciumble. Mmm, fresh from the pan. You can tell by the sound.
Hang on. This is not a bowl of sausages. It is a bowl of deadly snakes disguised as sausages.
Oops, my evil.
Still tasty.
Dear sister, why do you persist in evil?
You wouldn't understand. Life is different once you've tasted evil.
It was the same with me and flapjacks.
Now, I must leave. I'm holding a vigil for my evil, handsome master outside his prison within a jail. Within a jail spelt the other way. See you evil later.
That doesn't even make sense.
Meanwhile, I wrote a best-selling book about rescuing the Queen and rightly decided to take up a hobby.
I would like to join the Topless Man Polishing Society, run by Mr. Hunky Studson.
No.
How about the Semi-Naked Piano Appreciators Club, run by Mr. Feel-Good No Trousers?
No, I shall look in the Hobbyists, Pastimers, and Leisure Pursuiters Gazette for something suitable. You shall join the Refined Gentle Ladies Cutlery Collecting Society.
Hmm, rocking.
But reluctance soon turned to enthusiasm.
Oh, husband, look! Fish knives, grapefruit spoons, and asparagus forks. Also, a combination of a spoon and a fork called a spork. And a combination of a spoon and a knife called a spife.
Then this combination of a knife and a fork must be...
Get off my norks.
The hobby soon got out of hand.
Delicious pea and peacock soup.
Oh, Pip, you are not using the correct cutlery.
This is a soup spoon.
Oh, but what did you pick it up with?
My hands.
You should use your soup spoon fork.
A fork used to pick up a soup spoon? Very well.
Oh, you did not use a soup spoon fork tongs to pick up the soup spoon fork.
Sorry.
Oh, and now you fail to use the soup spoon fork tong tongs to pick up the soup spoon fork tongs. And I do not believe you ever intended to use the soup spoon fork tong tong server, let alone the soup spoon fork tong tong server slice.
You're right, for it is ridiculous.
Oh, what would Mrs. Horn of the Refined Gentle Ladies Cutlery Society say? She'd say, kill him, rightly kill him.
You have gone cutlery mental. I'm going out.
Oh, you did not use the door handle tongs.
Worse, she nearly bankrupted me by buying a set of diamond-handled dodo knives. Then did bankrupt me by buying the world's last remaining case of tin dodos so she could use them.
Harry, I do not know what to do. Rightly has spent all my money on bonkers cutlery and extinct bird meat.
Why not just write another best-selling book?
Alas, with Mr. Benevolent's evil gone, I have no more adventures to write. How are things with you?
I have decided to invent a Pippa de-eviling device.
How will it work?
It won't. Not until I truly understand evil. Meanwhile, I'm eating a lot of cake.
Is that a cake shaped like a sofa?
Comfort eating. Right, mustache, off to study evil.
I was hoping we could talk.
No time. Oh, nearly forgot. This came in the post. Bye.
Dear Pip, please come round for tea and hugs. Brackets, hugs optional, exclamation mark. Lots of love, gently B, smiley face. And gently is spelt I-E, and he's drawn a butterfly in the dot over the I. Icky.
Though he was my worst enemy, in those days, an invitation to tea was legally binding. As I approached Mr. Benevolent's prison within a jail spelt the other way, a familiar figure accosted me.
Here comes my rubbish goody-goody brother, who has never punched a nun or stolen an old woman's hip.
Or chased a donkey to death, or made Belgium cry.
Who are you, rude, evil-looking man?
My name is Genghis Grimpunch, brother to the late Attila.
He's another massive Mr. Benevolent fan. He's written a musical.
It's called Benevolent. Exclamation mark.
Original.
Go on, do a bit.
No, I couldn't. Oh, all right, then. Gently... benevolent, of such an evil bent, doing ill of his free will, hurting folk with a punch or poke.
It's got hit written all over it. Now, I must visit Mr. Benevolent.
Can you give him these?
Are those your pants?
I really am a huge fan.
I at last approached his cell. My heart.